Culture 8. Exercise 2. Page 70.
The Birdman. Being Her Majesty's Swan Marker is a special job with a long history. It all goes back to the 12th century, when swans on the River Thames were royal property, as they still are today. Roast swan was a very popular dish at royal meals in those days, so keepers were employed to count and mark the swans each year. This kept a check on their numbers and made sure no one else ate them. Anyone doing so went to prison for a year. Swan is not on the menu at Buckingham Palace today, but the swan marker still looks after the swans. He's kept busy all year, but the most enjoyable part of his job is the 5-day swan upping ceremony, which takes place every July. It's a great occasion. The swan marker and his team of 18 uppers make the 79-mile journey along the River Thames from London to Oxfordshire to count the royal swans. The 6 wooden rowing boats are decorated with royal flags, and the men wear special uniforms. Uppers are dressed in red and white, and the swan marker wears a red and gold jacket and a feather in his cap. But apart from keeping tradition alive, the job they do is very important for the environment. The uppers get their name from the fact that they go up the river and lift the swans up onto the riverbank to be weighed, measured, and checked for injury or disease. Before they are sent back into the water, the marker puts a ring on their leg to keep track of them. If you asked the swan marker, he would soon tell you why.
Pollution and loss of habitat have affected the birds, so the job we do is necessary to check on how they're doing.
Other dangers for swans on the Thames include being attacked by dogs and getting caught up in fishing lines. The swan marker's job has come a long way. From protecting the royal table, it's now about protecting these beautiful birds and educating people about them. As the swan marker says,
"We want to preserve the swan population for the future."